You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Notice, Jeremy, your bumper music is Car Wash. The song Car Wash.
Well done. Yeah.
Have a feeling a lot of people will be doing that.
I want to own a car wash so bad.
You what?
I want to own a car wash really bad.
I remember many years ago talking with a buddy of mine, Ray, and he and I were talking about going into business and opening up a string of car washes. Mm-hmm.
Cash business. Well, anymore, though, it's credit card.
Now it's credit card business,
right? You tap your phone. But lucrative, I would imagine. Make some good money doing that. Yeah. How do I get into that? Anybody selling a car wash? Hit me up today.
Well, you might get a lot of people reaching out to you.
Right.
To do anything to unload some of these businesses. Uh-huh. Let's take care of a problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers.
All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
People have problems. This one is short and sweet, but we wanted to share it. Because we feel like it'll be very relatable for many, many, many of our listeners, especially those of you with, let's say, kids between the ages of, what, like 6 and 16, maybe? I don't know. It's from Jess. She said, hey, boys, do you still think kids should be paid an allowance these days? She writes, I always got one as a kid, but my husband never did, and he says it's ridiculous to pay children to do chores they should do just to be part of the family. And then listen to this. She goes, for now, I am sneaking money to my two kids and telling them not to tell dad.
On the sly, huh? She's doing that handshake thing and pulls back and there's a 20 in the kid's hand.
Like a mobster.
Hey,
in
thanks
New
for all
York
your work this
whatever.
Week. Thanks so much.
Jess.
That is a dilemma. That's a conundrum. What do you do?
Let's ask Jeremy. He's got two kids.
As of right now, no full-on allowance where there is a set amount that they get every week.
Okay.
My son is actually quite money hungry now. He is 10 and he has discovered cash, all because of Pokemon cards, thank you very much, which he has a slight addiction to. So he's trying to do everything he can to earn money to buy Pokemon cards. Now, I will say that sometimes we will assign additional tasks above and beyond his normal weekly routines. And then we say, if you accomplish this, we will give you some money for doing these things.
Right.
And it's funny, he'll come down with a list. And it's so cute to see a 10-year-old put a monetary value on something that is so exaggerated and does not fit. Like, he's like, if I vacuum today, will you give me $10? Or, you know, if I go out and shovel when it snows, is that like worth 60? Can I get $60 for doing that?
$60 to shovel.
He wanted to feed the dog for a week, and he's like, that's like worth 90 bucks, right? Like, you'll give me $90 to feed the dog for the week. And we're like, no, we will not. Maybe $2? it's not worth 90. And he's also...
Well, you know the negotiation tactic he's doing. He's starting really high.
Hoping
that you'll settle somewhere in the middle there.
It is funny. He created a little business plan on a piece of paper about his shoveling that he wants to do now for the neighbors. And he wants to, you know, promote his little business around the neighborhood. And one, the prices are too high. And then two, this last snowstorm, he was actually out there helping me shovel. And he maybe got two or three little back and forths on the driveway before he collapsed and said, this is a lot of hard work and this snow is really heavy.
Yeah.
Like, business is not going to pan out, is it, buddy?
Well, I like the fact that he's like already putting together a little business plan
for it.
I think it'd be funny for him to find out the whole competition thing where, you know, another kid down the street is offering to do it for, you know, 10
less.
Bucks less.
Yes, exactly. They'll undercut
him. And then Reed
him.
Suddenly got to kind of undercut somebody.
He did his little crochet business where he was crocheting a bunch of stuff over the summer, and that people actually came by and purchased some stuff from him. So I think that kind of got, you know, planted the seed in his head, like, wow, I can make
some
money. The other thing that he's done too is he received a few Amazon gift cards for Christmas, and he has approached us about selling the gift cards to us so he has the cash instead, which I thought was kind of wise and kind of clever. He's like, hey, I've got $25 in Amazon gift cards here. You guys use Amazon more than me. Can I sell these to you for $25 and get the cash?
Oh, that is fantastic.
So then
did
he's
you say
got,
yes?
Yeah, we did it. So then he's got his, you know, the cash burning a hole in his pocket when we go to Target, hence the aisles of Pokemon cards at Target. So he's done a kind of a flip on some gift cards, which I thought, you know, I'll give you credit for doing that. And yeah, I'll give you the cash because I'll use the gift cards.
That's great.
Isn't that great?
Well, I did a little research as soon as we got Jess's note, and I found the most recent study I could find was from 2019 that said in America, the average kid gets something like $30 a week in allowance.
No, that's way high.
That's what it says. That's $120 a month, basically, right, that these kids are getting. And you know, and then they asked the parents, what are your kids having to do to earn that money? And they listed all of these things. And by the way, we're going to open up the phones on this. If you want to comment, especially if you want to do that, when I was a kid, I was told, you know, my allowance was a roof over my head.
And a hot meal every night. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to call in and say that, that's fine. But I had a little bit of a problem with some of the so-called chores and responsibilities that parents were paying their kids. Some of them make sense, cleaning their room, making their bed, washing the dishes, helping with the pets, blah, blah, blah. But there are a couple of them that stood out to me, and I want to know how you feel. Well, actually, I pretty much can guess how you feel about this. Mm-hmm. Number three on the list was finishing their homework on time.
So they're paying them to do their schoolwork.
They're paying them to do their schoolwork.
Which I guess the kid can come back and, you know, have the argument, well, you go to work every day to a job and you get paid. That's your job. My schoolwork is essentially my job right now, and I'm completing it, so pay me.
All right. And number 10 on the list, along those same lines, parents paying their children to, quote, be ready for school on time.
No, on the surface, no. But then you dig and you're like, yes. Because it's like herding cats sometimes to get your kids moving in the morning. I get the text from Nick Knack like, these kids are horrible this morning. They're not paying attention. They're playing, you know. Brush your teeth, man, for the 500th time. So maybe if you threw a couple bucks at them, it would make mom and dad's life a little less stressful in the morning.
We're opening up the phones, 303-691-1MIX, if you want to comment about this, if you want to tell us what you pay your kids to do. How do they earn an allowance?
Yeah, I want to know.
I'm looking at this survey from 2 or 3 years ago. I don't know. It seems high to me. It said the average in America is $30 a week.
That's too
much. I wonder if that's for multiple children, though.
Maybe. And I wonder if that price goes up as you get, you know, more of a teenager or something. But
yeah,
like right now, I'm thinking $5 a week. For my kids.
Yeah, but you're a cheapskate, too.
Absolutely.
So. Let's go to the phones. Julie has been patiently holding. Hi, Julie. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys?
We're super.
It's a great day. What do you think about this allowance thing?
So I'm kind of in the middle. So I actually give an allowance, but it's not tied to chores. Give an allowance 1 year for each age, like, or $1 for each age that they are old. So 16-year-olds get $16 a week. 13-year-olds get $13 a week. And that's so they can learn budgeting. They still do the chores, like in the house, but it's not tied to the allowance.
Do you ever penalize them, like, for stuff by taking money from their allowance?
Sometimes we do, like, but we'll also have them pay their sibling. So if they don't do their dish job, let's say, or what have you, and we've talked about it, then we'll pay their sibling.
Oh, now can they, like, whatever. If one of them doesn't want to do the dishwasher, can they say, go to the other sibling and be like, hey, I'll give you $2 to do it for me today?
Oh, absolutely.
So
yeah,
there's some bartering going on. So how much total every week do you put out?
So I have allowance. A 16-year-old. So okay. I'm at $29.
$29. So that's bucks. You know, I said the average is 30 a week, and I was wondering if it was for multiple kids.
So 30.
You're right there. You're paying about $120 a month in allowances.
Yeah. But it's a little different, I think, because our allowances, like when we were growing up, was tied to chores, right? Like all. So yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But it works.
I'm glad you called us, Julie. Have a fun day.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Bye, Julie.
Thanks for being on the show. And then you've got the people who pay for grades.
Yeah, I know.
And there's a whole debate about that, too. Here on line two is Tavia. Tavia, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Hey, so you get to sound off on this. What do you think?
Yeah, so we're just starting. We have two kids, 6 and 10, and we're doing a trial month to just see how they cope and get along with each other. Mm-hmm. They have together chores. They have separate chores. And then next month, they'll be paid $5 a week. And then the following month, it will be up to 10. But they are required to save some of that money.
That's smart. Good. That's what we make our kids do, too.
How often are you going to do these increases? Are you going to meet with them kind of like an employer doing an evaluation each year and kind of sitting them down and going through and evaluating, deciding whether or not
strengths?
They get up to 15 a month
Very
or not?
Business-like.
What are your goals for the next year?
Mm-hmm. Where do you see yourself in 3 years?
Well, I think it's important with the budget. You know, what do you want to buy when you're 15 or whatever? You know, a six-year-old has no idea.
It's hard for them to comprehend that. I'll tell you, Tavia, the one thing we've run into, the kind of the hiccup is, like, you know, they have their money. We make them save a portion of it, but then they do carry around some money when you go to the store, and you're like, you know, that's your money. You can use it. But then the next thing you know, like, you're at the grocery store and you don't let them buy the box of Little Debbie snack cakes. You're like, no, we're not buying that this time. You don't need that. And then Reed will whip out the $5 bill and be like, Little Debbie's on me. You know, and then you've kind of got to teach him, like, no, you can't just be spending your money willy-nilly because we won't buy you something that's unhealthy for you. So
yeah,
it's kind of like
fun money.
It's fun money, but then you still have to, you know, throw the brakes on stupid purchases.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Break their heart.
They break their little hearts. Yeah. And they're like, well,
you
it's
know,
my money.
In my house now, because my stepdaughter is a college student, so the money transfers, I mean, obviously I'm paying because she lives at the house, but the money transfers going the other direction. So, like, she has to pay for, like, car insurance. And
yeah,
such. She Venmos me every month to cover, you know, those kind of things.
Those
That's
days
her responsibility,
are gonna be nice.
Right?
I want those days.
Yeah. So here's the funny position I'm in. I've noticed, I just know, because it's through Venmo, and I just noticed that we're coming up on 2 months since she's made a payment.
Oh.
So now I'm
Better
like, hey, do I need to have my cousin
fees.
Vito make an appearance, you know?
No. It's a learning lesson now that you have late fees.
That's exactly what I told Gretchen. I said her fee, it's going up $5.
Yes.
Just because she was late. She's going to get an interest charge put on there.
Absolutely. That's how you do it. That's how you learn.
But I'm going to have to strong arm her, Tavia, because she's falling behind.
Send her a Venmo request with the additional charge, and she has to come to you to ask why.
Yeah, well, I have a
she
feeling
knows
she'll
why.
Know why. Yeah.
She was spinning
hey,
on
I'm
Little
glad
Debbie.
You called. I hope you have a great day. Thanks for being on the show, okay?
Thank you. Enjoy
Bye.
Your day.
Bye, TV.
Thank you. And as for Jess, you know, going behind her husband's back to...
That's going to end ugly, I think.